Listener Production.
Good afternoon, I'm James Royce. The future of low-cost airline Bonza remains unclear, with all flights suspended as discussions are held over its ongoing viability. CEO Tim Jordan has apologised to customers impacted by the news. This woman is one of them. She's struggling to get to Tamworth from Melbourne.
I don't know. I really don't know what to do at all, because I know that Tamworth, nowhere except Bonza fly direct from Melbourne to Tamworth.
She was speaking to Seven. Meantime, Qantas and Virgin are working to help customers who've been impacted with complimentary seats if they're available. And if you do have a booking with Bonza, all may not be lost. Flight Centre Chief Graeme Turner says it is possible to get a refund.
My main advice to people, if you do have a Bonza booking that I presume you paid with credit card, just talk to your credit card company. And if you don't get that service, which it looks like you may not, just get your credit card company to reverse the charge.
To other news, the teenage girl charged with her sister's murder near Newcastle has had her case adjourned after her solicitor faced court on her behalf this morning. The 17-year-old is accused of stabbing the 10-year-old girl at their family home at Lake Macquarie yesterday afternoon. The case returns to court on June 24. Support is being offered to the family and first responders. And Canberra will accept all 18 recommendations from a review into last year's mass Optus outage. The glitch left millions of Australians without phone or internet coverage and also disrupted the 000 network.